Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, I am going to talk about the Astros and Rangers Game 5, an amazing win for your Houston Astros. It was Justin Verlander versus Jordan Montgomery, a rematch from Game 1, which both pitchers pitched really good. Let's dive into this game. Top of the first, Alex Bregman hit his third home run of the postseason. It was a solo shot, and the Astros go up 1-0. In the bottom of the third, Texas had two on with one out, and Semien and Seager are the next two guys up, and they both, one pops out and one flies out. So a great opportunity for Texas there, but their superstars fail them. In the top of the fifth, the Astros had two on with one out. Maldi flew out, and then Altuve, for some reason, tried to bunt, and it didn't work out. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Nathaniel Lowe, solo home run, ties the game up at one apiece. We go to the top of the sixth. The Astros answer. Jose Abreu scorches one to the shortstop. Couldn't handle it. It ends up in the outfield. Bregman scores. The Astros go up 2-1. After this, the Astros end up loading the bases with one out. Chaz lined out, and Pena grounded out. Now, here is a big, big moment in the game, folks. It's been talked about, and I will continue talking about it on the podcast. Adolis Garcia, a three-run homer, gives Texas a 4-2 lead. And even after that home run, Texas gets two more guys on base, but they stranded him. This is the inning where Neris came in for JV to get that final out. More on this Adolis Garcia home run. He really pimped it, and that's discussion for later. In the top of the seventh, the Astros try to answer back. Martin Maldonado with the leadoff walk. However, the next three guys get out. Nothing happening for the Astros. In the top of the eighth, Tucker had a double with two outs, but Brantley popped out. In the bottom of the eighth, Carter walked, and then this is Brian Abreu comes in. He walks Carter, and then he hits Garcia in the shoulder, and bench is clear. The bench is clear. Did he do it on purpose? Who knows? But Abreu, Garcia, and Dusty all ended up getting ejected. Did Abreu hit him on purpose? More on that later. Top of the ninth, Diaz, pinch hit single, and then Singleton comes up and pinch hit walk. These are two huge plays. And then Altuve comes up in it. It's kind of like you can feel it coming, right? You've got two guys on. We're down by two. And who else is up? Jose Altuve. I got up and I started recording it. Three-run homer. And the Astros go up 5-4. That ends up being the final score. In the bottom of the ninth, Texas had two singles with no outs. And if you go back to the eighth inning, Brian Abreu was ejected, like I said, and they brought in Ryan Pressly. And he had to end up pitching the eighth and the ninth to get six outs. But in the bottom of the ninth, Texas had two singles. The first two guys got on base, and then Semien lined out. Seager flew out, and then Carter struck out. When Semien lined it out, so you go back to the top half of the ninth, Kessinger pinch ran for Singleton, and he comes off the bench and makes this amazing diving grab at shortstop. So the Astros win the game. What a win. So the Astros lose both games in Houston. They travel to Arlington, where they win all three games, and this is just how the Astros season has been. JV, 5 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. He gave up 2 home runs. Neris pitched an inning and a third. He walked a guy. Abreu walked a guy and then hit a guy and got ejected. So like I said, Presley had to pitch two innings. He gave up two hits, no runs, but he ended up striking out three and picking up the win. Offensively, Altuve went 1-for-5, but his one hit was that three-run homer. Dubon, who's been playing very well, went 0-for-5. Bregman, 1-for-4. What was his one hit? A solo home run. Yordan, 2-for-5. The three times he didn't get a hit, he struck out. Jose Abreu, 1-for-4. His one hit, a scorching RBI. Tucker had a good night, 2-for-3 with a walk. He was on base three times. Chaz and Pena, 0-for-3, both of them. And then in the top of the ninth, Yainer Diaz came in and pinch hit for Pena, and he got on base. And this was huge. And you talk to they talked to Jose Altuve after the game. You know, people ask him about his huge home run. And he is such a humble guy, and he loves to give credit to everybody. He said if Diaz and Singleton wouldn't have got on base, it wouldn't have been a three-run homer. It was a big – so Diaz got a single, pinch hitting for Pena, and Singleton walked. It was a 3-0 count. I think that it ended up being a full count, and he walked a beautiful walk. I mean, he worked a beautiful walk and got on base, and this guy hasn't played since October 1st. The Astros were 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They left 8 on base. The Astros had 5 runs on 8 hits, and Texas had 4 runs on 8 hits. So like I said, the Astros lead the series 3-2, and they need one more win to reach the World Series. So look at these stats, folks. The most home runs in playoff history. In playoff history, folks. Manny Ramirez, 28. Jose Altuve, 26. He's 2 behind Manny Ramirez, and he is far from being done. He can probably actually pass that up this year. So Altuve, I saw this stat this morning before I started recording, 11 home runs. So he has 26 total home runs in the playoffs. 11 of those 26 are in the American League Championship, and that is the most in ALCS history. So let's talk about the postgame, folks. Brian Abreu, I get these guys mixed up. Brian Abreu was interviewed, and he said that he did not have an issue with the home run celebration from Adolis Garcia and said he didn't hit him on purpose. Jose Altuve said he didn't think the celebration was disrespectful. And Martin Maldonado said if he was hit by a pitch after hitting a three-run homer, he would have acted the same way. So it doesn't look like any of the Astros believe that Brian Abreu hit Garcia on purpose. Every Texas Ranger fan in the world is going to believe that this is true, but it simply cannot be true. If it is true, if Dusty Baker said, hey, hit this guy with no outs, you already walked a guy, let's just hit this showboater. What was it, the eighth or ninth inning? Eighth inning, yeah. Let's hit this showboater and put two guys on base. Let's put two guys on base with no outs. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, it did go right at him. But anyway, like I said, this hit by pitch put two guys on base with no outs. If it was on purpose, it was dumb. That was my notes right there. So Martin Maldonado, after the hit by pitch and the way he acted, he said the worst thing that he did was wake up the Astros. So let's talk about this. This is what I've been mentioning that I wanted to talk about. If you look, and I don't even think the Astros have had any players like this. They could have, but like you don't notice this, and it doesn't bother you if you're the players on your team do this, right? So Garcia hits the three-run bomb to give his team the lead. He hits the home run. He stands there and stares at it. It's a no-doubter. He stands there and stares at it. And he holds his bat. He walks halfway to first and slams it down. He showboats around each base. He showboats when he gets home. And if you look at Jose Altuve, who's been there before, it looked like it was just a regular home run in any given day in the regular season. This dude is a professional. And like I said, he has 26 playoff home runs, and he has 11 home runs in the ALCS. There's another thing I saw that I find interesting, the umpire scorecard. Apparently, the game before this was the worst called game in whatever. I don't really remember what that was. But there were 16 missed calls in last night's game. And 11 of those were against the Astros. So I'm not saying the umpires were against us, but the umpires definitely didn't help us out. Overall, this game was exciting. It was a back-and-forth battle. Two huge three-run homers. It was just one of the most exciting games of all time. The Astros took the lead. The Rangers took it back. We get two guys on. Altuve comes up. There's probably not one person listening to this podcast right now that didn't think Altuve was going to hit a home run. Like I said, he came up to bat. I got up. I turned my phone on, and I recorded it. It's like I knew it was going to happen. And some of the Texas fans that they interviewed after the game, they're like, yeah, I knew it was going to happen. So game six is Sunday night, and it will be Framber versus Eovaldi in a rematch of game two that Eovaldi won. So the Astros need to win one game at home. They need to win one game out of four at home. If they cannot pull this off, I will be really irritated. Back in 2019, I believe, when they went to the World Series against the Nationals, I spoke about this yesterday with Jeff Balke. I was like, I'm not, you know, they lost the first two games at home. And then you go to game six, it's like, they're not going to lose again. And they did. You go to game seven, they're not going to lose again. And they did. I had confidence that they were going to win then, and I have confidence that they're going to win now. If you look, and I don't want to scare you, I looked at Framber Valdez's last 10 outings, and he gives up a lot of runs at home. I don't even think he's had a good outing at home in a while since that no-hitter. I think the no-hitter was at home. But I think he can do it. I mean, you have to have confidence in this guy. So Framber and Eovaldi, we scored some runs on Eovaldi. Sometimes a win, like the Astros had last night, takes the wind out of the sails of the other team. But we'll see what happens. Sunday night, game six, I'll be watching it. And stay tuned for a post-game podcast. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I really appreciate it. I had to get this podcast done early in the morning because, not that you care, but I'm heading to SeaWorld today at 10 o'clock. I live in San Antonio. And you know how many times I've been to SeaWorld? I've lived in San Antonio, geez, maybe like 30-something years. I've never been to SeaWorld. But our friends are coming from out of town. They want to go. So here you go. Let's go to SeaWorld. See you later, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.